as we get closer. Okay, Jennifer, here's some general trivia for you.
Okay.
Give me the names of four of Donald Trump's five children.
Ivanka.
Correct.
Donald.
Correct.
I don't remember.
Tiffany, Eric, and Barron.
Tiffany's the only other one I would have known.
You don't know Barron is the little boy?
I didn't know his name.
Oh, okay. The Atlanta Falcons. Here's your Super Bowl question, Jennifer. The Atlanta Falcons played the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 51 this Sunday. What was the Atlanta Falcons' regular season record?
No idea.
They had 16 games in the season. You want to take a guess?
14-2.
11-5. What Las Vegas casino has an Egyptian theme? The Luxor. It's the one with the pyramid with the beam of light shooting out the top.
I can see it, but I don't.
The band Nirvana made just 3 albums, Jennifer. Can you name one?
Nirvana. Like a self-titled album.
Good guess, but no. Bleach, Nevermind, which was the most popular, and In Utero. Within 3, either way, how many U.S. presidents did not have a middle name or initial?
Do we count the one that had an initial that stood for nothing?
If he had an initial, that doesn't count, Jennifer.
But it stood for nothing.
I said middle name or initial.
3.
Within 3 either way, so either 0 or 6.
Yep.
How about 16?
Wow.
16 U.S. presidents did not have a middle name.
Wow.
What 11-letter word means to accept...
Here's Johnny.
...or admit the existence or truth of? 11-letter word.
Admit the existence?
To admit or accept the existence or truth of.
I don't know.
The word is acknowledge. Who is the top box office grossing Saturday Night Live alumni?
It's not John Belushi.
And he's the top box office grossing alumni by far.
Is he?
Yes.
I got it right?
No, it's not John Belushi.
I don't know the modern Saturday Night Live.
Looking for Eddie.
Oh, Steve Warren.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Eddie Murphy. Most people said thought would be Will
Ferrell. Oh, and when I just said, here's Johnny, it's because the President, Chris, just stuck his head through the door the way Johnny did in The Shining.
Glad I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was kind of ugly.
Which ingredient to make beer is used to promote bitterness?
Hops.
Very good.
Thank you.
What are the first 3 words of the U.S. Constitution?
We hold these.
We're looking for We the People. And Bob Barker retired from hosting The Price is Right in 2007. Who is the current host?
Who is it, that fat guy? What's his name?
I don't know, Jennifer.
What's his name?
No. We're looking for Drew Carey.
Yeah, he's pretty chubby.
Okay. The ties that bind, Jennifer, I'll give you a word one at a time. You tell me what these words have in common. See how quickly you can do it.
Okay.
Few words you need.
Okay.
First word is golden.
Okay.
Second word is pink. Third word is rib. Fourth word is pop. Fifth word is hawk. What are the common theme of these words? A common tie. Fifth word or sixth word is private.
I've lost interest, I have to tell you.
Yeah. Well, the next word is London.
London.
The next word is naked.
All right, you piqued my interest again.
Next word is bowls. No? Really? The last one is apple of my.
How I.
Which have the word eye in common, Jennifer.
Bullseye? A bullseye.
Yeah.
I misheard you. Okay.
Just got it way before that one. But moving on. School days, Jennifer. I'll give you a TV or a movie character. You'd name what school they attended. For example, Danny Zuko.
Rydell High.
Very good. How about Mike Wazowski?
Fast Average Mount High? No.
Mike Wazowski was Monsters University, the Pixar movie. You're not going to get this one. Carlton Banks. Bel Air Academy. That Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Did you ever watch that show?
Once in a while. Yeah, I've heard of it.
James Kirk.
Nope.
From Star Trek?
Star Trek Academy.
The Starfleet Academy. Jeff Spicoli.
That was Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Ridgemont High School. Vinnie Barbarino.
Gabe Kaplan. It was in Brooklyn. Was it Jefferson or?
Close. James Buchanan. John Blutarsky. You mentioned.
It was Animal House. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the
school. Faber College.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Jimmy Chitwood. Hickory High School from Hoosiers. Neville Longbottom.
Is he in SpongeBob?
Good for Hogwarts.
Oh.
Harry Potter's friend.
Yes.
And finally, Rory Gilmore.
Gilmore High.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Yale or Chilton. You slay me, Jennifer.
I may.
Give you a real or fictional person. You tell me who killed them.
Okay. That's right up my alley.
Han Solo.
Darth Vader.
Kylo Ren or his son, Ben Solo. Either one was acceptable. Martin Luther King. Junior.
Sir Han.
James
no. Earl Jones. Ray. He killed.
Oh, I hope James
Robert
Earl Jones didn't kill.
James Earl Ray. The other one killed Robert Kennedy.
Apollo Creed.
Now I don't have to see the movie. You've ruined it for me.
Why? If you haven't seen the movie by now.
I don't know.
Ivan Drago. The big Russian boxer.
Yeah.
Billy the Kid.
Oh, this has come up before, like in a Today in History. I don't know.
Pat Garrett. Hans Gruber.
I don't even know who he is.
Hans Gruber was from Die Hard, the villain. John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, killed him. Robert Kennedy.
That was Sir Han.
Dumbledore.
Voldemort.
Severus Snape. John Lennon.
Blank.
So you're right. You're on the right track.
Mark
David Chapman. Virgil Salazzo.
That was in The Godfather.
Oh, very good.
Who killed Salazzo?
A lot of people, I think only 2 out of 15 teams got this one.
Did Michael?
Michael Corleone shot him in the head in the Italian restaurant. Correct.
Drop the gun and walk. Drop your arm and walk out.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby. John Ruby, Ruby.
Ruby is correct. And finally, Jennifer, the 100-point question. You need to give me all 10 answers in the correct order to get 100 points. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In a deck of cards without wild cards or jokers, give me the 10 best poker hands ranked from high to low.
A royal flush.
Is correct.
A flush? No, it's probably the third one. I'm not going to know. I know a straight is...
Well, how many hands can you name?
I can name...
In limit order. Okay, straight you said, royal flush.
A regular flush.
Okay.
Four of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing a wild card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four of a kind, three of a kind,
mm-hmm.
two pairs,
mm-hmm.
one pair,
mm-hmm. You're close. The highest is royal flush. Second highest is a straight flush. Then comes four of a kind. Then comes a full house. Then comes a flush. Then comes a straight. Then comes three of a kind. Then comes two pair. Then comes one pair. That comes just a high card. Highest card. that's the 10.
Very nice.
Half teams got it, half teams did not. So that's about right. That's a good sign of a 100-point question. That it's fair. So this is Lone Eagle Trivia. If this has intrigued you at all, we'll be doing it again in early May. So stop by Lone Eagle Brewery for details on Stango Road in Flemington.
You were talking about IndieFlix when I...
Why don't you talk about it? You probably know more.
I don't know.
We only have a minute left anyway.
Oh, we do. All right, well, IndieFlix is a streaming movie service that the library provides free to all its library card holders. We have close to 8,000 movies available. You just log on hclibrary.us and click on IndieFlix, and it takes you right to the website. There will be a new app updated. And some of the movies you can find on IndieFlix include classics such as the UK 1948 Oliver Twist, Beat the Devil starring Humphrey Bogart, The Magnificent Seven, the original, Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, Moulin Rouge, the 1952 version. There's some documentaries, including Jack Kerouac. Stop doing it. You're shaking the entire room. King of the Beads, The Hidden Child. And typically once a week on Facebook, there is posted a recommendation, a topical recommendation. So Jim's got his phone up to the microphone, which means it's time to go. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Happy birthday, Sarah.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Freedom of religion is a sacred right, but it is also a right under threat all around us.
Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., President Trump pledged to preserve and protect religious liberty and freedom in America.
Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God.
In his remarks, Trump also paid tribute to the fallen Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, who died during a raid in Yemen over the weekend. A hostage situation at a Delaware prison is over after nearly 24 hours. State police stormed the Vaughn Correctional Center, freeing one of two prison guards who'd been held captive. The second guard was found dead. Rioting inmates had said they wanted better conditions. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the students are sitting around a campfire when the teacher opens up the mystery of the Zoroah. The Bible says that God created the universe by using something called the Zoroah. And by the Zoroah, he saved his people out of Egypt. By the Zoroah, it says, salvation will come to the world. What is the Zoroah? Isaiah 53 says in Hebrew, to whom has the Zoroah of the Lord been revealed? Then it reveals it. The Zoroah is Messiah, the one who